this brother met her and I greet you today and I pray God's being good to you and you're enjoying the blessings of God. Now, I want to talk to you. I know I've talked to you along on these lines before. And, you know, me and my wife were discussing just earlier this morning. She said, people make serving God hard. I said, yeah, they do. Serving God is not hard if you will learn the principles of how to walk with God. You've got to, you can't look at God as just one big long test and you're going to try to cram in 4, 5, 6 hours of prayer and Bible study and then you're going to coast for 3 or 4 days. Serving God doesn't work like that. You discipline yourself to do a little bit every day. You know, in the natural, when you've got a strenuous exercise, you're trying to do something that takes a lot of strength, or you're going into an event, like a runner's going to a marathon, he don't jump up and run 26 miles. He conditions himself with short runs. He conditions himself with exercise to strengthen his muscles. He does things to strengthen his breathing. And he gets himself prepared and builds up to this marathon. He may do a 5K or a 5 mile, 5 kilometer every week. He may do one every day. He may start with half a mile, build up to a mile, then 2 miles, then 3 miles. You've got to build up to things like this, children. Well, it's the same way with walking with God. You just don't jump out there and pray 6, 7 hours a day and read your Bible 3 or 4 hours a day. You've got to work into a relationship with God. It is a progression. It is a progression. And I want to read a verse of Scripture found in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. And I know I've talked along these lines before, but I want to talk to you about them again. And I'm going to start with the 10th verse. This is 1 Corinthians 3:10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, this is Paul teaching, and he said the foundation's been laid. There's only one foundation. I don't care what your denomination is. Don't care what your belief is. Don't care what you call yourself. Your foundation is Jesus Christ. Salvation comes through remission of sin. It comes through his name. It comes through water baptism. And that's where people start going crazy on what they believe and going off in 500 money trails. But Paul said this. He said, let every man take heed how he buildeth their own. And I have tried to encourage people over 40 plus years of living for God. And I talk to younger Christians and I talk to people that are coming on in the relationship with God. Some of them been married, say 15, 20 years, and they still have not developed a daily relationship and a daily walk with God in prayer. And it's a hindrance and it makes serving God hard. You do not want to make serving God hard. You want to make it easy. You want to make it in that place where you walk with God on a daily basis and you build every day. And this is what I try to tell people. I said for 40 plus years, close to 48 years now, or a little past 48 years, I said I've walked with God. Did I do everything right? No. Do I still do everything right? No. I make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. But we learn from making mistakes. We learn by not getting things right in the eyes of the Lord. We strive, we try, and then we are taught. And the things we learn, we don't go back and do them again and be deliberately disobedient. This helps us grow to maturity. This helps us grow to strength and wisdom and understanding. So we take that foundation that Paul has laid, we begin to study the Word, and we build on that word. The word is a building block. I tell people, I said, take prayer. I said, take study of the word. Take living by the word. Take giving. Take these things and make them building blocks. And I said, build on the foundation. build on that foundation that has been laid, which is Jesus Christ, and start building on that, become steadfast, and if you will build on this, you will get established, you will be unmovable, and you will have a relationship with God that it doesn't matter what comes your way, you will not be moved. You will not be moved, children. There's no way for you to be moved. So as Paul has laid that foundation, then start building on it. Be steadfast and diligent in your prayer. Be steadfast and diligent in studying this word. Learn what it means and learn how to serve God by studying the word. And then practice putting the word of God in action in your life on a daily basis. Make it alive. Make it real to you. Let this word be quickened into your spirit. And when it comes to your giving, get steadfast and faithful in your giving, because the Bible teaches us in Proverbs 3, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. These things have to be done on a regular basis. When the Lord visited Cornelius in Acts the 10th chapter, Cornelius was a Gentile. He knew about God. He didn't know Jesus. He didn't know about the gospel of Christ or salvation, but he knew about God. He gave, he was a giver, and he was a prayer and a believer in what he knew. But he was still a Gentile. And when the angel of the Lord came to him, he told him, he said, Cornelius, he said, your praying and your giving has come up before God as a memorial. Building a strong, solid relationship with God matters. And I'll be covering more of this in our next session. May God bless you.